June light. Your voice, with clear location of June... What is happening? Can you hear me? Hello. Check, 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 check. Check, 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 check. Check. Check, check, check. Okay. That was bad. That was bad radioing. Okay. Now I know what I have to do. Nope, it's back. It's back. Is it not back? Hello. I intended this to be a little bit more weird and mysterious. And for some reason, it's not. Wait. What is happening? Hello. Check, 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 check. What is happening? I guess I gotta keep this on. Weird. Okay. Hopefully I make it through the entire poem. Your voice. June light. June light. Hello. Check. Mic 4. Does mic 4 work? Hello. Check. Does this work? Yes. June light. Your voice, with clear location of June days, calls me outside the window. You were there, light yet composed, as in the just soft stare of uncontested summer, and all things raise plainly their seemling into the seamless air. Then your love looked as simple and entire as that picked pear you tossed me, and your face, as legible as pear skin's fleck and trace, which promise always wine, by modded fire, more fatal fleshed than ever human grace. And your gay gift, oh, when I saw it fall into my hands, though all naive light, it seemed as blessed with truth and new delight as must have been the first great gift of all. June Light, by Richard Wilbur. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. And I don't know how to do this. We're just going to check to see if this works. And it does kind of work. I think I'm figuring out what's going on here. Just have some strange things afoot. Wait, it's this. This is what I want to do. Yeah, okay. All right, okay. We're cooking now. We're cooking. All right. Okay. All right, okay. All right. So I've not been here for like seemingly the last couple of business months. And the reason for that was I was in Australia. And Australia's great. Don't get me wrong. Australia's great. It is great. There's no qualifier. Australia was great. I'll tell you about my trip of a few really fun things, including telling a story to a bunch of Australians about how on a flight I spilled a bunch of milk on my pants. And then I had to do this whole thing where I went into like the lounge, not the lounge. There's no, your boy's not flying in a lounge type situation. I had to go into like the galley and I got a bunch of the towels that they use that they heat up and they have like eucalyptus or something on them, thinking, okay, something with like a really high, like a really low boiling point is going to help me like evaporate, wipe off and then evaporate some of this milk off of my pants. And I was like telling the story and they're like, well, shoot, man, people spill stuff on their pants all the time here. That's no big deal. Australia, I'm going to say this too, not like the most, just not like, no one's putting on airs. I don't think they got airs down there to even put on. It's a very relaxed country. It's a very like, wear the gym shorts, wear the rugby shorts to the thing. I say this as a very well-dressed person. Black suit, black tie, black shades walking down the street. I see them through the window here. Not that, none of that. I didn't see a single tie. I don't think I saw any long pants, unless it was sort of some sort of like fashion statement. But in general, really relaxed. They're like, yeah, yeah. Oi, mate, we spill stuff all the time. That's not how they sound. And I apologize for that. And they were like, the craziest thing we hear that you say is that you ordered milk on a plane. And I did do that, and I will defend that because it was dessert time in the meal service, and I was like, you know what would be great to sort of like wash this like ginger cookie down would be like some milk, okay? And I don't care what anybody thinks about that. And then I spilled it literally just, it was one of those like my brain was already entering like low power mode, and I literally just like watched it slip off the tray table like into my lap. And I had the blanket on, and the blanket immediately just like didn't absorb anything. Which is also like, those blankets are pretty lousy. I was riding American. And here's the question I have. I queued Anton up for this question here. I was riding American. The main reason for that was that I got to the airport in Boston and I'm looking at my flight and I'm supposed to be flying Qantas, which is the national carrier of Australia. And I'm looking at my Qantas app, and then all of a sudden, instead of flying to Dallas and then Dallas to Sydney and Sydney to Brisbane, all of a sudden I'm flying from Boston to Hong Kong and then Hong Kong to Brisbane 2 days from the day that particular day that I was at the airport. And I'm like, oh no. And I look, and sure enough, the flight, the one American Airlines flight that I had to get on, was delayed getting to Boston, so I was going to miss the Boston to Dallas flight. Oh, yeah. And this is the thing. My feedback a lot of times for travel, for people doing travel, is like, it's just such a physical activity. Like, travel, like, literally feels like someone's beating you up. And it doesn't matter how easy the flight it seems, I'm running across, like, the airport. And so I see this. I run across the airport. I go to, like, the customer service. It's a whole thing. They're like, are you good with a short changeover? And I say, yeah, no, I have one carry-on. I have my backpack, not even a carry-on. I have a backpack. I checked everything else, which I was worried about. But they're like, okay, we got like a 30-minute changeover. Are you good with that? It's like, okay, 30 minutes, that's fine. It was like the difference between doing that and then like basically not being able to do the things I wanted to do in Australia. And so they go, okay, it's 30 minutes. They print out the tickets. I fly to LA, LA to Sydney, Sydney to Brisbane, and really only lose like a couple of hours. And it's like, okay, doable. I look at the tickets. I get out of line. I get out of the customer service line, which has grown significantly. It was also one of those things where, like, you know, you're doing great when, like, the person booking you also is, like, asking for help and, like, printing out the wrong thing and then, like, being like, I wish James was here today. Like, said that to me. And I'm like, we can't be one James away from, like, rerouting stuff. Like, from just helping me, you know? Like, that's... That can't be it. That can't be the James can't be the single point of failure in this whole operation. Anyway, get the tickets. I notice that I land in Los Angeles at 11:35 and that my flight to Sydney takes off at 11:50. Takes off. So you subtract about 10 minutes there and you're looking at generously 10 minutes of changeover time. And I have like 3 hours to sit in the Boston gate and think about this. I go up to the ticket agent and I say, understandably, I'm a little nervous about this changeover. I'm flying to LA and then I'm flying to Sydney. She looks at it. She goes, this is an illegal changeover. Who booked this? And the person who booked this was in eyesight of both of us. I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. Maybe I should have thrown James under the bus because he wasn't there that day. I should have been like, this was a James move. And it's like, well, you know, James does no wrong, so this has got to be right. Anyway, they look at the tickets and they say, yeah, I'd be a little worried about this one too. And it has the gates and everything, and I have the American app open. And it's like LAX, which I haven't been to in a solid 12 years. Apparently has a lot of construction. And these gates aren't close to one another. She's like, all right, do you got your running shoes on? I said, always. And then she goes, okay, here's what I can do. I can tell, like, the people on the plane to make sure everybody stays seated. Hopefully they, like, lose some time in the air. You know, sometimes these are, like, we have a little wiggle room and stuff. I say, this is American Airlines, and there is no such thing as a good outcome. I didn't say that to them. I said, sounds good to me. And she said, all right, 10 minutes. I go sit back down. I start watching YouTube videos of people traversing gates and terminals in LAX. And shout out to people who do that. I see people doing that in the airports, and I'm like, man, what a freaking idiot. I rescind that thought across the board. I'm sorry. Everyone who's ever filmed themselves walking through an airport, you're doing a world of service to those of us who think that they're better than you. And then here we are, hat in hand, humbly watching some random guy with a YouTube video, no more than 100 views, doing like the most helpful thing, which is just like, I'm in B, and here's how you walk to the international terminal of LAX. Did it. And like, really, it's like, okay, this seems pretty doable, but also insanely confusing because there's a lot of up and down. Do I have to re-enter security? I don't. Apparently, that's a new change within the last couple of months. But feeling good about it. Not great, but okay. I'm like, okay, I see it. I've watched a couple of these videos. I know where to turn at gate 15, terminal B. You go down, you go up. There was a lot of up and down. My feedback to LAX, and then into the international terminal, and then pow, just in time to then sit for 16 hours on a flight to Sydney. So I get on the flight to LA, which normally it would be like, wow, 6 hours on a plane, that's quite a long time. Flew by in one of those sort of panic states. I think I watched some TV, but I don't remember. I think I talked to the guy next to me who was visiting Boston and was interested in my takes. Don't remember at all. Sorry, guy. I hope you made it back to Los Angeles and to the OC, which he said he was from and also called it the OC, which good on you. I'm just sweating it out. That was a weird flight. Anyway, I'm looking at the flight tracker, all this kind of stuff. Ooh, we're like 30 minutes ahead of time. Is this real? Is this real? We land 20 minutes ahead of time. And here's the kicker. We landed in the international terminal. Pop, they go on the microphone. Hey, we got a guy who needs to get to Sydney. Please, like everybody, sit down. Also, we landed at international terminal, gate 6. My flight from Sydney, gate 8. I walked down the thing. I felt kind of bad because I saw a bunch of the people that I left. But it is the first time ever that I, like, everyone had to sit down and I, like, got off the plane first. And I get off and I get over there and then I'm like, fine. And then, of course, like 3 hours into the flight in Sydney, pre spilling the milk, I realize, like, did my bag make it? And then I'm like sweating it out and whatever else. And I did the travel thing where I had some clothes in my backpack and all this kind of stuff. But again, like, super unenjoyable all the way until Brisbane. Which, like, or until Sydney, and then, like, I get through. They had to, like, rebook me onto Jetstar, which that was a lot of fun, too, because I just had a handwritten note on a ticket that they were like, show this to Jetstar, and they'll figure you out. There's no other way for you to get a ticket or anything. I changed terminals in Sydney, which the Sydney airport seems like it's sort of evenly distributed across the city for some reason. You get into a bus, that bus gets on the highway, and then you go to another terminal. That's pretty fun. Anyway, as soon as I, like, finally, like, get the ticket, which, again, included another sort of, like, calling the James equivalent over in the Sydney airport of the James equivalent of Jetstar Airways to come over and to, like, really fight the computer on this thing, I get all the way through, and then blammo, my friend Eric, waiting for me, Sidney Crosby jersey on, and it's time to party. Had a wonderful time, and then I'm going to tell you this. Way back, no problems. Flew Qantas the whole way back, and it was freaking awesome. It was, like, luxurious. I had 3 seats, but not even. Even if I had, like, to share, even if I was in the middle seat, it would have been a better flight across the board. My question to Anton is, as the coda to this story, my question to Anton is, whenever, like, American rebooked everything, so, like, I bought the ticket from Qantas. None of my flights to Brisbane were on Qantas. I got rebooked onto American, like Trans-Pacific, and then to Jetstar, which I understand is a subsidiary of Qantas, but, like, when I went to the Qantas list, they're like, no, it's Jetstar, you gotta go to Jetstar. Who, like, gets the money? Like, is there someone's job to sort of be like, hey, this idiot, Nate, like, everything got screwed up with this thing, and so instead of him being on a Qantas flight, he is on this American flight, and then here you are. Is there, like, a resolutions office? Because those are different. Like, they just basically booked me onto a different company, 2 different companies, and then on the way back, it was all fine. But, you know, I just want to make sure Qantas, like, gets the money. Because they are great. And American, I don't know, you know. I don't know if more money helps that situation. My opinions alone. Great. Okay, great. I'm gonna play some more music. Because that's what you deserve. It makes no sense at all.
waste another year.
I'm last, it's St. John at Mass. My neck, my back, I put cream on that. My wrist, that wrist. Let's make something compact. My tape, let's turn that to a plaque. My babe, that babe, I'm going ape on this track. My wave, you can't surf on that. Behave, behave, boy, don't you know you black? Okay, I will, when white G's come back. All right. I took the mark at a high beast. Mob with my bro like I'm Isley. Chances I quit are unlikely. I lead a mic on an Ivy. Still with the league like it's Ivy. Let them decide that's O'Reilly. Up on the 5 and a 5 speed. I pull away if they try me. Judo, 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 chopstick. Judo, 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 drop kick. And I judo, judo, chopstick. Judo, judo, chop.
Please clap.
Okay, hey, yeah, weekly pump fake provided, of course, by Jay Chen. I am gonna be honest, I was very much entertained. That was, Andy Mineo and Word Splayed with the song Judo. Before that, Don't Go Back to Rockville by REM and What Do I Know by Deep Sea Diver. The first two songs were Any Old Fool by The Sacred Souls. You know that one. And Close to Me by The Cure. You know that one too. I do love that the album that Judo is on is Andy Mineo and Wordsplayed present Magic and Bird, clearly just showing a white guy and a black guy holding a basketball, and I guess that's the two of them, and that's great. That's great. I think that really a lot of people are coming back around to, like, remember Larry Bird? Not here. Not specifically where I live. But I could say this, growing up as a sports fan, but not as necessarily a basketball fan, because Pittsburgh didn't have a basketball team. There was a lot of, like, you didn't really know who anybody was. You knew about Michael Jordan because of Space Jam. Other than that, you just felt like everything was, like, LeBron James or, like, the Knicks. You know, and that was about it. I think I learned that there was a team in Memphis probably in the 2020s. Anyway, that will come out. That the finals are on Wednesday. And got Wemby versus the Knicks. Which you gotta root for the Knicks on that one as a neutral. And, like, yeah, New York, whatever. I got no love. But I think that team is great. I think Jalen Brunson's awesome. I think the fact that, like, Kat spent most of his life, like, universally reviled. And then now he sort of is, like, on this, like, crazy redemption arc. That's a lot of fun. Anyway. Some updates from Anton. Considering my questions, he said, first off, a changeover is called a connection in the industry. So it's not a changeover. You would say it's a connect. I missed my connection. And also, I think I said riding American. I think you're flying American. That's big, I think, for you plane people, because it's like you got to be better than the jalopies. All of us sort of terrestrial dwellers, those of us who sort of succumb and manage our relationship to gravity throughout our lives, you who share only the rarefied air with the birds and the gods and fly through. And so it's like, thank you for flying, not riding, it's flying. So I'm sorry to you, those that dwell above us. Secondly, who gets the money? They're all the same company, is what Anton says. They're all partners, but there's got to be somebody who, like, has, like, the Qantas badge and the American Airlines badge, and it's like both of those are sort of clipped to their shirt, and they're on the computer being like, all right, This idiot Rub Rights thing is, we're going to switch over to the American side because they're the ones who did the actual work. There it is. Okay. Anyway, Australia was great. I don't want you to think it wasn't. And thank you for the request, Jay Chen. And I think I got some more songs to play. Yeah, there's definitely like a gate currently on this because I feel it. I like really feel it like coming in and out. And that's, I don't know about that. I just don't know about that. Okay, here's this. I do know about this.
I'm living better with intentions. I always knew that you would be the one. tread swiftly and lightly. Make up the lost ground and see what you don't see. All questions aside, I asked and you lied. It never hits your time. Dwell on it nightly, tread swiftly and lightly. Make up the lost ground and see what you don't see. All questions aside,
tired of smoking jackets from cigarettes and old voicemails from high school girlfriends, planning heists and skipping town, overdosing on colors, preceding the outs.
I'm tired of traffic lights in a rundown city, hanging Christmas lights on a basement ceiling, Carhartt pants and studded belts. The Midwest breaks my heart like nothing else.
Stupid, yeah, I know. If you're up in Portland, that means I'm alone. And all these selfish feelings, with all these selfish feelings, with all these selfish feelings.
Hey, did you know Live Day is June 6th? The radio event of the year returns once again. Save the date, June 6th, 2026 for Live Day. 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio, exclamation point. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. The festivities start at 9 a.m. Saturday, June 6th. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. You'll hear Laura Imhoff, Ruby Grove, Cape Crush, Ann Hussack, Kit Orion, Robert Ellis Oral, Kit Kelly Knapp, Satch Kearns, Sandy Netburn, and Muck in the Myers. Once again, catch Live Day 2026 right here on 91.5 FM in the Boston area and worldwide at WMFO.org. Set your alarm for 9 a.m. on Saturday. I wonder if Satch Kearns is Andrew Kearns' sibling. I knew an Andrew Kearns. He was on the cross-country team at Upper St. Clair High School with me. And we were both about the same speed. And I tell you what, people are out here online dating and answering personality quizzes and whatever. I tell you what, you want to get close to someone? Be about the same speed they are in high school cross-country. The fast kids are way ahead of you and the slower kids are way behind you. And you just talk and you're like, you know what? You might be my best friend, Andrew. But that best friendness only exists within the context of us running very slowly. Not very slowly. Faster than slow, but definitely slower than the best. Down Harrogate Road past Fort Couch Middle School during the loops that we would do in high school cross country. A lot of fun. Andrew Kearns, I think you went to Northeastern. If you did, there's more than a 0% chance you're listening. But I also doubt. I doubt very much you're here. I don't know if the phones do work. I've been out. 855-915-9636. I feel like Thomas would have tried them if they do work. Let me check my emails. No one has emailed me telling me I tried to call and then was unable to get through. A little bit of punk revival there. MPL by Maple Brown. Empty Space by The Story So Far, which you do know that song. Cliches by Any Two Words, and then Portland by Olin and Olin Kittleston. And I'm pretty sure that's not Portland, Texas. That's not Portland, Oregon. That's right. Portland, Maine, where I know somebody who's doing a stint in hospital chaplaincy up there. So if you're injured or sick and you're in the hospital in Portland and somebody comes by to offer some spiritual care, they're great. I trust them. They're awesome. And you're in good hands. So I'm looking forward to the stories. I'm looking forward to you calling me to circle back on your time spent at Portland Hospital. I don't know the name. And you tell me what your experience is. And then we all grow a little bit closer. And I'm also, yes, waiting for Andrew Kearns' full name to call back. to just call me, okay? Got a little time. I think I got one more in me. And I think I'm going to spend it on this one. You know, I think that is going to do it for me here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. And thanks for being here. The last song was Yingling. It's almost like you're here. Yeah, that's a tough one. Okay, well, have a great day. Music you might otherwise miss is next. And, you know, just like send me a text if you want a couch. Cool, great, see ya.